allow me to explain why the vaccine issue will flip and this era of this vaccine holocaust, this medical violence, especially against children, will come to an end almost no matter who is at the head of HHS or no matter who's president. There are a couple of reasons why. The strongest reason is because those who believe in vaccines and who advocate vaccines, they tend to take those vaccines themselves, and thus they are self-exterminating. They are removing themselves not just from the gene pool, but also from the decision trees of the future of our society. As vaccines kill off more and more people, the remaining remnant of humanity, however large that is, will tend to be people who reject vaccines. And remember that vaccine takers are, you know, suicide artists, I suppose you could say. They're engaged in self-extermination. Vaccine pushers are complicit in mass murder. And so the vaccine takers are demonstrating, by the fact that they keep taking vaccines, they're demonstrating their low IQ, their lack of cognitive function. And the vaccine pushers are demonstrating their low morality, their desire to inflict mass harm and death upon other human beings. Both of those groups of people are not good for the future of humanity. Both of them. Low IQ, low morality. And that's who's being eliminated by vaccines. Think about it. Now, the problem with that thinking is that children are the innocent victims in all this because they're not old enough to be expected to make rational decisions, and they're not in charge of their own health. Their low IQ parents put them up to taking vaccines. But, you know, sadly, that's how natural selection works. If your parents are idiots, the children do not have as high of a chance of surviving and reproducing. That's the cruelty of natural selection. And if we as a society, if we had values, then we would actually protect children from vaccinations. We should outlaw all vaccines because there are no vaccines that are safe and effective. And besides, you know, measles and chicken pox, they're almost never fatal, but especially not fatal when children have adequate levels of vitamin A, vitamin D, sunshine, you know, physical activity, things that children used to always have, but things that have been denied modern children because their parents, in many cases, their parents are obedient idiots who won't let their children play outside, you know? But they will take them in and line them up for 57 injections at the pediatrician, who's nothing but a vaccine violence promoter against children. Basically, a form of medical pedophilia. So, you know, just to be clear, I'm a person who cares about every human being, and this is why I've been so outspoken about this issue, even though, of course, it will get you banished and blacklisted and censored everywhere. I've been speaking about this for over 20 years, long before most people were awake about the dangers of vaccines. But let me be clear. As I've just said, children are the innocent victims of this, and I believe we need to protect children in society. But for the adults that decide to keep taking vaccines, as much as I want to help them and reach them, if they make that choice, that's on them. There's nothing I can do about it. They are determining their own self-extinction or their own self-infertility. We've seen new research showing that these COVID vaccines cause massive destruction of women's eggs. So we are looking at the extinction of the vaccinated lines of humans. Like, that is already underway. And as much as I despise the vaccine violence against human beings, there is a cause and effect reality that actually, how to say this without sounding politically incorrect, but when stupid people remove themselves from the gene pool, there is a long-term effect that the average IQ of the human race actually goes up. And that is undeniably one of the things that's happening right now. I mean, think about it this way. If they manage to kill 50% of the human population with vaccines, which 50% are they killing? It's the stupid, gullible 50%. The people who are just literally dumb enough to keep taking bioweapons jabs, thinking they're vaccines. And which 50% is remaining alive? It's the 50% who know how to think for themselves and who say, no, I'm not going to just throw, you know, unproven, unsafe, ineffective, dangerous vaccines into my body. I'm not going to inject myself with that nonsense. And that's the 50% that we want around. It's like if you were an anthropologist and you came upon a group of 100 monkeys in a rainforest somewhere, and you found that 50 of the 100 monkeys were stabbing themselves with sticks constantly and bleeding out and tending to get infections and die, versus the other 50% of the monkeys who took care of their health and actually gathered natural herbs from the forest to help treat their own wounds, and even they tried to treat the wounds of the self-stabbers. Which monkeys would you prefer survive? Or you could say, regardless of your preference, which group of monkeys is better suited for survival, better suited for representing the future of monkeys on planet Earth? Well, obviously, it's the 50 monkeys who don't stab themselves with sticks. And yes, that's a very accurate metaphor, because here we have humans that allow themselves to be jabbed with needles with like things worse than sticks, like needles filled with bioweapons and infertility weapons and, you know, who knows what kind of nanotech and mRNA, and they allow themselves to be stabbed. They beg for it. So, yeah, not qualified to represent the future of the human race, period. And I know there are people out there who are otherwise smart in certain areas, like, oh, I can memorize stuff. I'm a doctor, or I'm a coder. I'm a high-end coder, but maybe they wanted to take the jabs. But they're going to argue that they're smart, and I'm going to argue they're stupid. Because no matter how smart you are in any area of your life, you still inhabit a body. You need to be smart enough to take care of that body. Otherwise, you're not qualified to actually survive by definition. Like, for example, children have a natural, inborn fear of heights. Why? Because when they're infants crawling around, and if you put them on a table, they will not want to crawl off the edge of that table. That is, if their eyes are working and if, you know, if their head is in the right direction, etc. They don't want to crawl off that table. They're afraid of heights. And why does that matter? Well, obviously crawling off high ledges and such will get you killed and you will not reproduce. So if babies are smart enough to not crawl off of high ledges and, you know, commit gravity suicide, how come their parents aren't smart enough to say no to the death jabs? See, that there's a question for you. So understand that the human gene pool is being reshaped constantly, every single day. People are being removed, and new people are coming in. Every single day, there are healthy children being born to informed parents who reject the jabs and who feed their children healthy things, not just corn syrup, solids, infant formula garbage. And parents who teach their children, you know, home gardening skills or living in a rural area, or they're engaged in homeschooling or all the above. There are those kind of children coming into this world and being raised by very informed, responsible parents. Those children represent the future of human civilization. Then there are also children brought into this world by heavily vaccinated pregnant women who increasingly, you know, have a hard time getting pregnant because they keep taking more vaccines, so they'll have more spontaneous abortions. Children will be born with birth defects, and if they're not found with defects at birth, well, then the parents have them jabbed until they become autistic, at which point, sadly, in many cases, they're not functioning in society to where they could become, you know, functioning parents themselves. So that group doesn't have a strong future in terms of representing the human race. And isn't it interesting that the very same parents who tend to push a lot of jabs, they also tend to be obese junk food eaters who feed their children a lot of junk food too. And they end up with these little fat children walking around, little obese ADHD kids who clearly are behaviorally impaired, neurologically impaired, lacking in neurodevelopmental skills, etc. And it all goes together. you know, junk food, vaccines, medications, ADHD drugs. That's the profile of a suicide cult. And that is a significant portion of the population today, but it won't be for much longer for all the obvious reasons of self-extermination. And so this whole idea that the government can improve the health of Americans, you know, make America healthy again, MAHA, which is lacking in action, by the way. I think MAHA is, you know, discrediting itself in so many ways. They still haven't banned mRNA jabs, for example. But the idea that the government can make America healthy is absurd. It's also just stupid. The government can't make America healthy. Health is an individual choice. You have to decide to be healthy. And in order to be healthy, you have to be smart enough to know that you have to reject the false narratives of fake authorities like the CDC and the FDA, etc., or the fake news media. You have to have some functioning brain cells in order to have the knowledge and then have courage to make yourself healthy. Because you can. You can make yourself healthy. The government cannot make you healthy. I mean, what has so-called MAHA actually accomplished? They banned artificial dyes in processed food cereals that are only purchased by idiot parents. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, who's buying Fruit Loops for their kids? The dumbest parents imaginable. It's the same parents that take their kids to the pediatrician and say, yeah, jab them, you know, 70 times, whatever. It's the same parents that, even if they weren't buying Fruit Loops, they're buying, you know, fake processed pasteurized cheese spread product. They're buying cheap fried foods or fast foods, junk foods. It's the same parents. And it just begs to be stated, not all parents are qualified to participate in the future of the human race through their children. Not all parents are good at raising offspring that are survivors. Just a statement of fact. It's true in the natural world, too. You know, I talk about field rats. Some field rat parents suck at field rat parenting. Others are good and protect their young and bring them food until they're capable. You see the same thing in every animal species. You see it in dogs. You see it in deer. You see it in birds. You know, you see it in humans. Not all parents are qualified. But no, we've been raised in a society where you're not allowed to judge parents on their parenting skills. And that's why so many, especially woke parents, utterly lack any kind of parenting skills at all. And they coddle their children instead of teaching them how to think for themselves. And those children don't have a strong future. So this is just the reality of the world in which we live. The sad part is that a lot of children are going to suffer under bad parents who are pro-vaccine. And it's also sad that the vaccine industry is composed mostly of mass murderers who are complicit in a medical holocaust, largely perpetrated against children. On the positive side, this will eventually flip for the reasons I've mentioned here, because the vaccine advocates, the vaccine promoters, and the pro-vaccine parents are killing themselves and their children, and they are eliminating their kind from the gene pool. And what kind are those people? Low IQ, low morality idiots who really can't participate in the future of human civilization. And that's just cause and effect. That's not even a moral judgment on my part. Because, you know, I believe that all children are children of God and everybody can be redeemed. And I've done as much as I can to try to reach everybody. But for those who reject longevity and who reject truth and who reject, you know, independent control over your own health, they're going to pay for that by having their family tree chopped off at the roots. They will have no future. They will have no children, and they will not even participate much themselves in the future of civilization. So hang tight, have patience. Try to help as many people as you can, like I do. But for those you can't help, say a prayer for them and keep marching forward, helping as many as you can. I mean, we can't save everyone from their own stupidity as much as we might try. But say a prayer for them nonetheless, and sadly a lot of innocent children will die because of stupid, obedient parents who jab them and then end up getting them killed. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care.
All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt, again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper, and that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go. And you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.